Now, how the verdict is playing among Valerie Plame's former colleagues at the CIA. It was the CIA, back in 2003, that first requested an investigation into who leaked Plame's identity to reporters. Among intelligence insiders, there's concern that after all this time, no one has been charged for what they see as an unpardonable crime, outing an undercover operative. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Valerie Plame belonged to that secretive circle of spies who spend most of their careers, in some cases their whole lives, operating undercover. Within that circle, there appears to be mostly relief at the verdict. Larry Johnson, a former CIA officer who was in Plame's CIA class and has remained a close friend, calls it wonderful news.
I think there was a general perception that this government could get away with anything. With this verdict, the answer is no, it can't.
Johnson sees the decision as a moment of vindication for his friend, but he says it shouldn't be the end of the Plame story, that more officials should be charged. That's a view shared by Robert Richard, former number two in the CIA's clandestine service.
Someone made a conscious decision to disclose the identity of an operative working undercover, and I think that should be held accountable. It is a criminal offense.
It's not looking likely, though, that anyone will be held accountable. Lead prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald says no additional charges will be filed, which means Louis Libby, who was convicted on charges of lying and obstructing justice, will be the only person to stand trial in the matter, and no one will be charged with the actual leak. Rob Richer finds this troublesome. Richer, now with the security firm Total Intelligence Solutions, argues that Valerie Plame's outing had consequences not just for her personal safety, but for everyone she had contact with in the field. But Richer says the Libby trial, though flawed, was still worthwhile.
I do think it did get a message across. How do you value a compromised national security operation or an agent's life? So if this costs us a number of millions of dollars to prosecute this case, it took up a lot of time. When someone gets ready to disclose this type of information again and they think, you know what, I could be held accountable, then it's probably well worth whatever we pay for it.
But another former CIA officer, Bob Baer, takes away a different message from the Libby trial.
I think the worst thing about all this is you're further demoralizing the CIA.
Baer spent 21 years as a covert operative in the Middle East. He worries that the lack of indictments for administration officials beyond Libby leaves the door open for more leaks in future.
You know, we used to talk in the CIA, can we protect our sources? Can we protect our identities? And the answer is no, because exposing Valerie Plame was so widespread across the administration. No one's been charged for exposing her identity.
Bob Baer believes that for current CIA spies, the takeaway message of what's come to be known as Plamegate is this.
If you're sitting in Baghdad or Kabul or anywhere else, you can be exposed by someone else in the government, and there's no consequences.
This view is not universal, though. A CIA spokesman declined to comment for this story, but the former senior official, Rob Richer, says CIA officers should not be worried about the Plame case pretending future leaks.
This, in many ways, is an anomaly. This has not happened often. If you look at the files, if you look at history, you had a weakening here. You had a disclosure for political need. That's a problem. I don't think it'll be repeated.
Rob Richer says he remains convinced the vast majority of government officials understand and respect clandestine operations. He adds, to be honest with you, I can think of no better time to go into the clandestine service. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.